All right, so we are continuing. And Perek in Igeres HaKodesh, letter Hey, which last week was an incredibly complicated process of how we understand the progression of the Shem Havayah. We are going to, next week, learn the Maranayim, Parshas Vayera, who goes through the same progression. Page 215. Yeah. So, what's amazing is that it hasn't become any clearer since last week. It's still as complicated as it was last week. But what we're going to learn tonight is the culmination, which is very practical. And the point that we began with is that the Zohar HaKadosh says, Avayaz David Shem, that David made the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that David made HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And the Zohar says that Reb Shimon wept, and he said, who is the one who makes Hashem's holy name each day? He who gives tzedakah l'miskaneh to a poor person. So he went through a whole hesber on what it means, ki bi ka Hashem tzuralam, that Hashem created the world with the two letters Yud and Hey. And I went through an extensive process about how there is the letter Yud, which is Chachma, precedes any processing of intellect. It's just the spark that launches that idea. And the Dibur, speech itself, is really pre-processing as well, because no normal human being actually says, okay, I'm going to say a letter Bez now, so I need to put my lips very tightly together, versus the letter Fe, where I'm not going to put my lips as tightly together. The point that he's trying to make is that Oisiyas HaDibor, the letters of speech, are neshama-driven, and that they're not seichel-driven. Okay? So now, we're going to talk about just to conclude this idea and talk about how it's relevant to the mitzvah of tzedakah. So, Daf Kuf Ches, the paragraph that begins Ach. Ach bira inyan lama amru chazal sha'ilam hazeh dafka niver behe. Why is it that this world, Chazal tell us, the Gemara tells us, that it was created with the letter Hey? Rashi quotes it in Chumash. Hini yidua l'chol chachme lev. All those who are wise of heart know, and that pretty much says, count us out. That the numerous worlds and chambers, asha in lahem mispar, that are infinite in number, as the pasuk says, hayesh mispar the geduda. Is there any? You have the place there. Is there any number to Hashem's legions, the legions of angels, not the numbers of angels in the legions, but the number of legions themselves are infinite. All the levels of soul, there are more levels of neshama than there are humans, because every human being has five levels of neshama, and those are divided into who knows how many categories. So you're dealing again with infinite numbers. And each of the four main worlds have an infinite number of chambers within them. So where do all these things come? How did they all come into being? All of these infinite worlds, as we call them, more upon more, aden kates, till the numbers of infinity, mamish. Hakol nimshach, as we learned in the last section of Tanya, all of this are drawn v'nishbar miribui tziruf echov beis oisius. All of them come from the division of the 22 letters of the alphabet, which are, as we learn in Bereish, is Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem. Hamischalka is gamkin litzirufim rabim. Those 22 letters have incredible numbers of ways. I mean, you told us earlier that there are 200 and I think with Reshon and Beis Efanim of ways of combining letters. So we only read the alphabet straight, right? And combined in words. But there's Adbash, there's the combination of the first letter and the last letter, and there's Gematria, and there's untold way numbers of ways of combining all the letters of the alphabet. Aden Ketzer Tachlis Mamish. As is written in the book of creation, the book of creation was given to Adam and then handed down to Avram Avinu and so on. There it says, Shiva Avonim, seven stones, Bonus Chamesh Salofim Vaboim Batim. Meaning, seven letters have the ability to create 5,040 homes, referring to words. Mikan ve'elech, if you increase the numbers of letters, says the Sefer Yetzirah, there is no way of even making a mathematical calculation as to how many different ways there are to combine 8, 10 letters. Now, so that would be the case if everybody was created on equal par. They were all the kind, you have all these different letters combining to create equal typed creations. But you also have all of these different levels of creations. You have malachim and seraphim, and then you have people, and you have animals. You have all these different levels of consciousness, and of awareness, and of spiritual heights. All these different things. Gavaya, gavaya. Ya'kel nimshach lefi chilufei hatzirufim v'atmureis. All of the different levels all depend upon the different ways that these letters are combined, ba'at bash, whether it's the switching of the letters, k'meshik kasavti v'perik yud beis. Ach derech klal. However, he says, I want to tell you one thing about the higher worlds, the celestial worlds, not this world, but yitzira, bria, and atzilas, bria, and yitzira. Nikulam bali chochma v'das. All of the creations there are wise with Chachma and Das V'yoidim as Beirim, and they know their Creator. Mipnei Hayoyis Chayusim Mipnimius Ha'Oisius, because their life source stems not from the formation of the letters, but from the internal essence of the letters. Hanimshachas Mipchinas Chachma L'Yoyinu Kinis Ba'adal. They are created of this highest wisdom. And as a result, one of the commentaries here brings that even demons, shindalids, will never utter God's name in vain. Because inasmuch as they are part of this clan of Bali Chochma, so they will drive people to sin because that's their job. But they will never utter Hashem's name in vain, because there is a God consciousness that they have. Now we get to our world, the world of Hollywood. But this lowly world, with whatever life force is sustaining this world, it is koten mehachil v'lizboil or v'chios. Our world is too small and too dense to be able to tolerate that kind of intense kedusha, that level of overpowering holiness that emanates directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or from these statements of creation. Our world wouldn't be able to tolerate it. And therefore, it can come ibchunas tzuris oisim oisius umpnimiuson leheir ulahashbiya by beli levush vehester. It can't give this life, this world, its existence, without numerous forms of concealment and garments to cover it over. K'meishem meiros mashbiyas l'neshamais, as it has the ability to give the life force to angels, to souls. Rather, when we're dealing with dense creation, rather we must understand that whatever illumination and whatever bounty, whatever godly flow comes to this world, it is coming. Next page, 216. Mibchinas chaymer viguf ha'isyes. It's coming from the substance and the body of the letters, v'chitzoniyusam, and their external manifestations, shu b'chinas ha-hevel. It is, as we discussed earlier, the vapor, ha-mischalek l'zayin ha-volim shebekehelas, that the Shleim HaMelech refers to them, to the hevel ha-volim, to all of the various forms of hevel, of vapor, of nothingness. But from that nothingness, Shalem Oy the Moment, our world is created and stands upon that vapor. And that is the utterance that comes from Hashem's name, which is contained in this world, and everything in it, to give this world their existence. Everything that exists in this world has the spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is constantly, moment by moment, creating it and sustaining it. And in every one of those creations, contained in every creation, is the shape of the letters of the utterance and the thought. It has within it Hashem's will, His wisdom, that are constantly, always unified with Hashem. B'tachlis, in a absolute unity. There's nothing that can ever be separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kosev b'tikunim, shayudu ba'tzilus, v'heitato mekanenes ba'asiyah. That's the tikunim. He's referring to the tikun Isaiah. It says that the yud that we were referring to last week, which is the chachma, that is creating this world of atzilus. But this hey, the final hey of Hashem's name, is banging around here in the world of Asiya. That's what is giving this world. Now, if you look at the difference between a letter Yud, which is a tiny spot, and a letter He, which has width and length and on shape and all those kinds of things, so you get a glimpse of the difference in how Hashem is manifest there versus here. Now, let's bring it down to us. Enough with the spooky stuff. Next paragraph in 216. Let's take a simple yet profound human being. The Marshal Mishu Chacham Gadol, Einstein. Yeah? So you have a guy like Einstein, who they say understood mathematics, right? And he's Chacham Gadol Lahaska Nifloyes Chachma. He has tremendous wisdom to understand profound ideas. And then he sits down with a first grader. And he's got to take, Einstein has to take all of his wisdom and bring it down to a place where a first grader is going to comprehend what he's got to say. So, mitzamtzim sichlei machshavtei, he's going to have to take all of his brilliance and condense it, ba'is achas, ba'is echad midiburei, into one statement, into one sentence. That's very hard for a person like Einstein to do. He's got to put away all of his wisdom of the sciences and everything to be able to relate to a first grader. That is a tremendous confining and a tremendous descent to his incredible wisdom. But kocha mamish al derech marshal, so too must we understand in the way of a parable. The yesem is el enkates, but much more so in an infinite way. Hayatzimtzim godol atzum virav. There is a unbelievable withholding. Kashe bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. When we talk about the fact that the master of the world created a universe with words, b'sheishis yimei b'reishis, in the 6 days of creation, and we say, as it says in Tehillim, u'b'ruach piv kol tzivom, with the spirit of his mouth, he created everything in there. And Chazal tell us, he ois hey, shel shem avaya baruch hu, that is the letter hey of Hashem's name, which the Zohar refers to as osa kalila delezbe mashasha. The letter hey is the one letter that never takes on form. It's all pure vapor. Every other letter, the tools, whether it's the palate, the teeth, the tongue, something takes that letter and formats it. The letter hey remains pure vapor. It's just hey, as would be the flow coming straight from the soul. Nonetheless, despite that, k'mayshik siv, and Chazal say this in the Gemara, and Rashi quotes it, Behi Baram. The Pasuk says, Behi Baram. Eile toldes shemayim v'aretz Behi Baram. These are the toldes of heaven and earth, Behi Baram, say Chazal, Behi Baram. Hashem created all of these worlds with a hey. What's up with that? What else does Chazal tell us on these words? Be Avraham, that the Behi Baram is the same letters for the purpose of Avraham. Right? So what's that all about? Says the Baal HaTanya, what's the hey? He mikor hates mamores. The hey is the source for the other nine statements. We know that there are 10 statements in creation. And Chazal asks us, what do you mean? There's only 9. Say Chazal, Bereshis Nami Maimer. The point is that you can't have speech without that flow of the wind, of the vapor, which is the hay. So the hay is the source for all of the mamaris. Shenim shechu mimaymerish and bereshis. As Chazal say, dinami maymeru. Bereshis itself is also a maymer. He b'chinas chachma hanikras reshis. That is the first of the beginning of everything, which is the letter Yud, which is the Reishis. Ach oz ha'yisam shacha of Yiridizu. Now, so when it came to creation, who aroused the heavenly interest for Hashem to create the world? There was nobody around to create that interest. Right? Because it's before creation. Therefore, it all happened b'lis serusa d'lisata klal. Creation happened without anybody here below arousing heaven to do it. Ki adamayin lavad, as the pasuk says later on, it didn't rain until man asked for rain. And certainly, nothing else came into being through man's request, because there was no man. So elamai, why did Hashem create? Tell us Chazal, raki chafetz chesedu. The Rebbeinu Shalem desired to do chesed. And as the Pasuk says, V'olam chesed yibana. This world was built on the foundation and for the purpose of chesed. V'zehu bihi baram. Therefore, this is totally consistent. Behe baram and be'avraham. Ki chesed l'avraham. Who is the attribute of chesed? The Pasuk says, it's Avraham Avinu. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world is with this midah of chesed, which is absolute chesed, meaning it's chesed of the highest order because there was no one there to arouse the heavenly mercy to want it. So it's pure chesed just for the sake of chesed. There's nothing in it. There's nobody there asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. But that was only then. It only happened once. Acha b'riyas ha'adam. Right after the period, 5 lines from the bottom. But once man was created, and as the Torah tells us, La'avdo l'shamra, Hashem put man in Gan Eden to guard it and to serve him there. Azai kol yisrusa d'li'ela. Anytime we want to get anything from above, la'ir midas chesed elyon, to arouse the once again, that heavenly chesed, hu b'yisrusa d'li'sata. There needs to be a call coming from down here saying, Tata Shikelt, Father, send money. When we want chesed post-creation, there needs to be activity here that arouses the heavenly mercy above, calling on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send it our way. So there's a major difference between the 6 days of creation that was with absolutely heavenly chesed, and post those 6 days of creation that requires man to reach out and create the heavenly chesed. So where does that take place?
b'tzedaka v'chesed sheYisrael oisin ba'olam hazeh.
How do we arouse heavenly mercy through the acts of chesed and charity that Klal Yisrael does in this world, dafka in this world? In the Chedam or Chazal,
it's unbelievable. The next few things are got to be so controversial. I can't even imagine how he got clobbered for this. For this reason, Chazal tells Kol Oimer Ein Li Al Torah. A person who says, "Leave me alone. I don't do chesed. Chesed's not my thing. I study Torah." Somebody who says, "I am an exclusive Torah guy, and I don't do chesed," believe me, this chasodim, say Chazal, "I'll feel the Torah in life. His Torah is worthless." Not only does he not have had chesed, but his Torah is meaningless. Meaning, ain lo yalo lasik b'Torah ubigmilas chasodim. The responsibility of a Jew is to study Torah and to do acts of chesed. Why is that the case? He makes it much worse. He makes the argument first for the other way. Ki agam, up to the top of the next page, kuftes. Hagam d'raisa b'chachman afkis. Even though we know that there is nothing holier than Hashem's Torah, because Torah comes from absolute Chachma. And the Zohar tells us that it is with the study of Torah that the world continues to endure. It's because not, he says, I don't want anybody to think that this involves fulfillment of the mitzvahs. It's not mitzvahs. It's the study of Torah that sustains the world. How is that? See, he says, "Kib diburam," because with their speech of Torah, "Mamshichem ha'orais v'ashpois," because with their speech of Torah, they draw the illuminations and the flow of bounty of Chachmi, love that highest wisdom, which is Mikara Torah, the source of all Torah. Libchinus oisius hadibur sheben. They draw it, as we just discussed for the past 2 weeks, that in order to create creation, it requires the words and the letters. So when Talmid HaChacham, and when people sit and study Torah, they're taking that earliest Chachma and they're putting it into words and letters that allows creation to take place. Sheben Nivra'ilam. Kemayim HaChazal. Al Tikr Banayich. We say this every day. Don't read it, your children. Al Banayich. They are the builders. The Talmid HaChacham are the builders of the world. Because they activate the 9 utterances, the 10 utterances of creation. But he says, despite that, despite the fact that they are the builders, but how are we getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to activate it into our dark, godless, dense, concealed world? That's good for up there. In the world of the celestial world. And he explains, in order to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed to come down here, it requires Torah, which is compared to water, the water that always flows from the highest place to the lowest place, through a arousing of mercy from here below, with acts of charity and chesed here, taking, you know, crossing old ladies across the street. The definition of chesed is drawing life and kindness to give spirit and life to the downtrodden. He's going to go back to the Torah thing in a second. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Kehelis. It's in Kehelis. It's the final pasuk of, I think it's the final pasuk of Kehelis. Al Yisal HaChacham HaChachmasei. Let not the wise man brag about his wisdom, and Giba B'Givarasei, and the mighty man with his, and Asher B'Asher, and the wealthy man with his money. Kim B'Zayis Yisal HaLam Yisal. If somebody wants to brag, here's what they can brag about. Ki Ani Hashem Oysa Chesed. One thing you can brag about is chesed, meaning, ki ha-chesed hu ha-mamshich ha-yei ha-chochma l'mata. What's required is a fusion of chesed with those words of Torah, because that's what will allow that wisdom to flow from above. Dare not say that it is called Hashem's wisdom without drawing it here, because it requires both. Now he says like this. With this we can understand what the Arizal writes. There are two types of souls among Jews. There are nishmas tamid chachamim ha'iskim b'teira kol yameim. There are the souls of Torah scholars who toil in Torah all their days. And then there's nishmas b'alim mitzvahs. And then there's a category of nishmas of people who do mitzvahs. Ha'iskim b'tzedakah gemilas chasadim, who do acts of charity and loving kindness. D'lachayra, what's going on here? We just said that even Torah scholars have to do acts of loving kindness. Come on, Chazal. We just quoted a Chazal. Shafir the Torah ain't like that. Somebody who says I only do Torah study, his Torah he doesn't have. So what is? How can you have these two types of souls? Elo, shall tamid chachamim sheteiros an iker. The Torah scholars who spend the majority of their time studying. V'roiv yameim ba, and the vast majority of their days are spent studying. U'miyat yameim b'gimidus chasadim, and the minority of their time they spend in kindness. Hine pi'ulas yisirusam d'lisata, so their acts of kindness of la'ira chesed elyon la'amshich la'haradar and seif ha'melovish b'chach mi'loh, their ability to draw into this world the infinite light which is contained in this highest wisdom, which is the Mikar of Torah Hashem Shebefiyam, that Torah that they speak about all day long, Hurak La'ilam on the Shabbos. Look at this. Due to the fact that they're not involved the majority of the time in acts of kindness, their Torah study has limits as to where it can reach. Okay, so by their Torah, which is in their mouth, and the little bit of chesed they do, they can draw it down one level. Rak loyim haneshamis, they can draw it into the world of neshamis shebebria. They can draw it from atzilus into the world of bria. Are they esek haTalmud by studying the Talmud? The Talmud comes from loyim haBria. And if they want to draw it another level down into the world of the angels that are created in the world of Yetzira, they limit that Mishnah. That they could accomplish through learning Mishnayos. But it ain't going to reach this world. Due to the fact that Neshamas and even angels are created from the letters of the speech of Torah, of the oral law, because what they're doing every time we learn Torah is we withdraw from this pre-speech wisdom into the world of speech that creates these worlds. It creates angels, it creates souls, but it can't create polyester. That requires a whole different amshach. That bringing the Rebbeinu Shlom into a world of density is not through the study of Talmud and not through the study of Mishnah. That requires action. That requires mitzvahs. And primarily the mitzvah of tzedakah and chesed. Ach! Last word on the line. La'am shechol ha'irid ha'ar v'chiyos v'b'chines hevel ha'elyein. To be able to draw and bring down this illumination from Hashem's, from this Hevel Elyon Kaviyachol, from this vapor of above, Hey Tata, the last Hey of Hashem's name, Loi L'mazeh Shuffle into our crass, dark world, Shu Tzimtzum Gadol B'Yeser Ois, which is the greatest, darkest place that exists, Loi Dai B'Sirus Adil Esat Shal Tamid Chachamim Ha'iskim. It's not adequate to have Torah scholars who study the majority of the time, and a minority of the time they do b'tzedakah gemilas chasadim, they do acts of charity and kindness. That's not going to be enough to bring the Rebbeinu Shlom into the darkness of this world. What do you need? Elayidei Yisirusa debalim mitzvahs. That requires a category of people who are called masters of mitzvahs. Page 218. Who spend the majority of their time in action mitzvahs, especially charity and
acts of kindness. They are the ones who are sustaining and creating this dense world. This is why there's a system, there's a Yisachar and a Zvulun, and it has to be that way. The Torah scholars are going to require somebody supporting them. Why would the Rebbeinu Shlom create it in such a difficult method that it always requires fasholt and a gelt? Why would he create a system that requires one person to support the other guy who's learning? Rebbeinu Shlom, couldn't you figure it out another way? See, he says it can't happen another way because it's required that these people of Balei Chesed should be giving the money, which is the act of Chesed, combining with the Torah study that's taking place through the guys who are learning. That's the only way we can make this world, this dense world. It requires the fusion of both of those methods. The Balei Chesed who are giving the money and the Torah scholars who are building the worlds with their speech of Torah. It can't be any other way. They are Tamcha Raisa, they're the thighs. Netzach Vahoy, those two midas are referred to as the legs, the thighs. The Yosir Mamshikhan Aratoy Lamatalay Lamasiyah, because they draw this heavenly light into this world of Asiyah. Now we understand Now we understand why the Torah refers to tzedakah as a action. Because its effect is to bring the godly light into this world of asiyah, of action. Now we go back to the Zohar that we opened with. Man David Shma Kadisha. Who is the one who makes Hashem's holy name? What do you mean makes? What kind of strange language? You could utter Hashem's name. You could read Hashem's name. Somebody's creating Hashem's name. How do you create Hashem's name? He says, David Daika, yes, it is he who creates, because that last letter, hey, which refers to this world of Asiyah, cannot come into existence without somebody acting in Chesed. Because it is through the act here below in Tzedakah v'chesed tata, here with our actions of Tzedakah and charity, ma'ira chesed elyain, we arouse the heavenly chesed, that loving kindness, la'am shechor in tzayf, to draw God's infinite line v'pchinas chachmila from the highest wisdom, which is the yud, shel shem, the beginning of Hashem's name of Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey, Lehei Shel Shem, to the final Hey, B'chines Hadiba V'ruach Pivis Barach, that is to bring it into the formation of speech, Kedei Lashpia Lo'ilam Ha'asi, in order to create this world of action. V'al Derech Moshel, and to use a parable, L'Havdol Havdolos Ein Ketz, to divide an infinite divisions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'mayisha Adam Einu Medabel L'Acherim. A person, a normal person, doesn't talk to themselves. V'loi K'sho Ben Adam V'Natzmei, he doesn't talk to himself. Speech is used for others. V'oz Mitzamtzem Sichloi Machshavtoi B'diburoi Aleihem. And then, even not only is the speech itself a form of communicating, but even long before it reaches his speech, the person is also thinking about, okay, how am I going to communicate this piece of information? So even in thought, we first have our own thoughts, and then we take our thoughts and process them in the way of, okay, how am I going to relate this thought to somebody else? So even in the form of thought, there is also thoughts of how I'm going to communicate. And as a result, even in the earlier stages of the Shema Vaya, we're dealing with the form of how it's going to appear in the final hay of communication. So going back to the beginning, obviously he's trying to encourage those who are receiving this letter on the immense power that the tzedakah has the ability to create. In Bachir Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon wept. He wept because Reb Shimon was a person who spent years and years
just learning Torah. He had no ability to do chesed. He was locked up in a cave. A man of Ishma Kadisha, who is the one who is able to create Hashem's name b'chol yom, each and every day. Man, do you have tzedakah l'miskin, a person who gives to others. One of the beauties of combining, one of the methods that a person has the ability to combine his Torah with this level of chesed is a person who learns Torah with somebody else who doesn't have the ability to learn. It's Torah's chesed, al lishayna. That's a Torah of chesed, because there you have both. You have the limud Torah, and you have the sharing with somebody else of something that they don't have. So you have tzedakah and chesed combined. There within the study of Torah itself, you have that fusion. But ultimately, it's in the action of tzedakah, where you have balei chesed, time chederaisa, and you have those who learn, and one without the other cannot create this Olam HaAsiya. It requires the ability of both, the actions of both, the speech of both, to be able to create the fusion which is able to bring this world and continue to sustain it.